Hey everyone, this is Rob Furman, lead analyst at TickScores.com. I'm here with James Frazier.
Good morning, everyone.
We're here to give you our recap on the Yukon Development Jurisdiction. Yukon, Northwest Territories, Nunavut, Alaska, that whole Great White North area, igloos, polar bears, all that good stuff. And
cold weather.
Yeah, lots of cold weather right now. We had 19 companies up there in the jurisdiction, some pretty good ones. Definitely some interesting stuff going on this time around. Unlike the exploration where there's not quite as much activity, some of the development guys have some pretty interesting stuff. What's your first take, James?
I agree. There's a lot more exciting stuff going on with the Yukon developers than there is with the exploration guys. As I mentioned in a previous podcast, I'm a big fan of the development companies right now. There's a pretty good sweet spot in the market for the development guys. There's potential in there for takeovers and mergers and acquisitions right now.
Yeah, the number one scoring company was NovaGold. They've got a massive project in the Donlin Creek. They own 50% of that. It comes with a pretty big CapEx price tag. But what do you think, James? They got $190 million in the bank, or roughly that. Do you think that's a good one to keep on the watch list this year?
NovaGold is a stock I'd be cautious with. They do have $190 million in the bank, which is fantastic. They won't have to go back to the market for financing. But the deposit shows a low IRR at current gold prices. They do have fantastic leverage to higher gold prices, though.
Sure.
If gold does get up to 2,000 in a couple of years. But the stock is sort of in the dead zone right now, what I like to call, as they go through permitting and that kind of thing. So I wouldn't expect too much movement on Nova Gold.
Right. Well, you talk about leverage to the gold price, and you want to, my immediate thought is to go, and then you have Northern Dynasty, who they now own 100% of that project. The Pebble Projects is the largest undeveloped copper gold deposit in the world. That one's also maybe one not to necessarily dive into right now, but maybe it's a good value play in the very, very long term. What do you think, James?
Northern Dynasty, for sure, I look at it as a value play for the long term. They do have $22 million in cash there, so they are sort of set. They did have a setback with Anglo American backing out of the project in, I think it was in November, in the fall anyways. So that's kind of interesting to see. Why would they back out? But like you said, fantastic leverage to the long-term gold price. One of the best undeveloped gold and copper deposits in the world. So if you're looking at a value play, yeah, buy some shares, tuck them away 10, 15 years. They make it a lot higher. The project does have environmental issues, especially with the salmon up there in Bristol Bay.
Yeah.
But these large projects do tend to get built. It's just a matter of time.
Sure. Yeah, no, definitely. Moving down the list, we also have Attack, is a pretty good company. They score 64. They control a really serious land position in the Yukon. They got a district-sized land position there. They're pretty well-funded. Do you think they're going to be good moving forward, James? Looks like they've got some drill targets set up already for 2014.
Yeah, Attack there, they have a huge land position in the Yukon, about an 80-kilometer-long belt, I believe. And they've hit some good high-grade drill results over there. The stock was hot a couple years ago, touched over $8 all the way back to $1.15 right now. Going into the 2014 drill season, they have $20 million, so should be funded to drill quite a few holes there. And you could see some interesting results there, so definitely one to keep on the watch list.
Yep. Yeah, moving down the list, it seems like there's a lot of companies that are leveraged pretty well to the gold price. I'm just taking a look at Victoria Gold right now, and at 1325 gold prices, they've got an IRR of around 24%, but then at $2,000 gold, you've got an IRR of 52%. Kinross owns 16% of those guys. That's just another one that looks like they can be almost tucked away, but they are profitable at these gold prices. Anything else in that kind of in those 60-55 scoring range, James, that you like? Do you like Western Copper or Nighthawk or International Tower Hill?
International Tower Hill, no. Low grade, definitely high capex. I would avoid that one. There's better options out there. Like you said, Victoria Gold, I'm a fan of. They do have $32 million in cash and short-term investments, and they'll get $10 million of that from Premier Gold in June. One of my favorites, though, is Free Gold. It's scoring a little bit lower right now because it's low grade, FVL.T. They're up there in Alaska, pretty close to the Kinross Fort Knox deposit that's actually in production. So that's one to watch there. Could be a likely takeover candidate for Kinross down the road as that project runs out of ore in the next several years, I believe.
So that's going to be a heap leach operation, you think, up there?
Yep, it'll be heat bleach, just like the Kinross Fort Knox producing mine is also heat bleach as well, so it makes logistical sense for Kinross to take that deposit over. Maybe not this year, but in the next couple of years.
Yeah, those guys have been a little bit burned lately, but definitely a possibility. They've also got a PEA coming out, Free Gold does, on that Golden Summit project that they look like they're going to try and roll out sometime in 2014, so keep that on the radar as well.
Yeah, I believe it's supposed to be out in the first quarter or early second quarter of the year. Again, huge deposit there, 7 million ounces. The grade is sort of low, so it'll be interesting what those PEA numbers come back as.
Yeah, I'm always a little bit shocked because on paper, the deposits usually look pretty good. Like Sabina, for example, SBB.T is one that I've been watching for a while. And just the resource size and grade is pretty solid. And then all of a sudden, they come out with their economics and the IRR is only 16% at $1,350. It's amazing the additional money that needs to go into CapEx and developing the infrastructure up there because there's just not a lot of it right now.
Well, yeah, it's been a great project. It's just in the middle of nowhere. It's in Nunavut.
Yeah.
And the grade's about 6 grams per ton, which is fantastic, but there's little infrastructure up that way right now.
Yeah, for sure. If that was basically anywhere else in the world, closer to a power line or a dam or anything, I mean, that thing would be going into production for sure, and the IRR would probably be double. But yeah, that's just what it is up there right now until it gets a little further developed.
Well, that's a wrap on the Yukon Development Companies. Thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to next week's podcast.
Take care, guys.